At the end of October, the final flight will be made to the Isles of Scilly and back to Penzance by a passenger helicopter service. The operator, British International, has decided to close the route after problems in finding a new base for the service after selling its Penzance heliport for supermarket development. There then ensued a row over that site. Now, we are now catching up with St Ives MP Andrew George to find out the latest, i.e. can the route be saved? Well, I started by asking Andrew George what he thought the effect would be on the Isles of Scilly and West Cornwall when the route closes.
Well, obviously this is devastating news, especially for the Isles of Scilly, but also for the economy of Penzance. A service which was originally set up as in fact a state enterprise, quite frankly, and indeed a great deal of state resources went into the creation of the first service nearly 50 years ago, and it's provided an excellent service to the Isles of Scilly. I think a lot of people perhaps got used to it over that time. The impact is not just the withdrawal of a very significant and probably arguably the closest that the islands has to a lifeline service, in that it's marginally less weather dependent, and I'm sure that the Isles of Scilly Steamship Company will tell me off for this, but it's less weather dependent than Skybus, and is all year round. And also, of course, it provides the kind of service which the health service particularly appreciates, in terms not only of having the facilities for more ambient patients, less ambient patients, but also one is their service of preference when they're taking important and urgent pathology samples and other urgent cases over to the mainland. So the impact, I think, is going to be very significant. The impact on Tresco, of course, is going to be very significant, because that's one of their unique selling points, the direct flights from the mainland to Tresco. So it's one which I'd warned people about and to take note of, and obviously I was very critical and publicly critical of Cornwall Council in passing a planning permission which effectively made the helicopter service homeless before they found it a new home. And that's the reason, I think, why we're in this very tragic, I think, circumstance.
And what will be the business impact on both communities?
Oh, the business impact is going to be very significant indeed, because, of course, it is a service which runs only into Penzance. Therefore, the benefit for the Penzance economy, and a lot of guest house operators certainly tell me that they have a very significant trade as a result of Penzance as a traffic node, with Skybus running not only from Land's End but also from Newquay, Exeter and elsewhere. I mean, clearly it means that Penzance might be bypassed, and therefore all of that passing trade will be lost in the process. So there's very significant there. I mean, in terms of the Isles of Scilly, I think a lot of people anticipate that as a result of the helicopter not working and it becoming, perceived to be more more difficult to get to the Isles of Scilly, just some people just won't bother anymore, and that therefore visitor numbers will significantly drop as a result of the helicopter service not being available as part of the kind of visitor experience. So the impact on the Isles of Scilly could be very, very significant indeed, particularly if falling visitor numbers over the last 5 years continue and perhaps accelerate as a result of the withdrawal of the helicopter service.
So we're getting to the end of October when the threat to pull the plug is going to happen. What can possibly happen up to that point, and even after that point, to find a way of pulling something back here?
Well, a lot of us were working tirelessly, and certainly over the summer months, to try and dissuade BIH from pulling the plug on the 1st of November. And I think we tried every which way, and at the end of the day, it became clear that BIH were actually, they'd resolved to withdraw the service come what may anyway, and there was nothing more that we could do. Enormous disappointment, and it was clear that perhaps the board themselves just didn't have their heart in continuing the service, to be perfectly honest, in my view. I mean, having to erect or resurrect the service, you know, immediately on the 1st of November following the withdrawal of the service, BIH, is just too Herculean at this late stage to be able to put in place all of the, you know, the jigsaw of component parts that is necessary in order to be able to get a service back up and running. Quite apart from anything else, the fact that there's some uncertainty and indeed significant doubt about whether there will be a heliport. I know there's a judicial review on whether the planning permission should proceed or not, but you know, even if the present heliport is only available for months, possibly a year, perhaps, you know, a little longer, as a temporary home for a new service, an alternative base has to be found, whether on part of the existing site, which is a possibility because there are 2 acres actually retained by BIH at the far end, and certain types of rotary wing craft can operate from that, or on a neighbouring site. So that's the issue. I mean, I'm talking to a number of companies. I say that, you know, if certain, you know, challenges can be overcome with the support of government, that would make a very significant impact. If we can persuade, as I'm talking to people in one particular company, a very significant company in the helicopter world, if they decide to throw their weight behind, if you like, a showcase service running to the Isles of Scilly, you know, we could see something running, but it wouldn't be until perhaps the spring of next year. But a lot of things have to come together. A lot of things have to come together, and they have to come together in a way that they, you know, there is a confluence of kind of good news, which, you know, and so there's a lot of uncertainty as well.
What would you like to see happen from the government's end of things to make that sort of thing more likely to happen?
Well, at the moment, I mean, I've spoken to the new Secretary of State, Patrick McLaughlin. He's concerned about the issue. I think he's got up to speed very quickly. I'm going to have further discussions with him. We've discussed the possibility of public service obligation. I mean, there are loads of complications with effectively the government underwriting a service by saying that they want to make sure that there is a competitor air service. There's a whole load of state aid, quite rightly, state aid rules, which would mean that the steamship company could quite rightly say that there shouldn't be a financial favour advantage to a competitor service. And so all of those things need to be stitched together. But I think that overall there has to be a strategic view from the government which actually recognises that the Isles of Scilly is such a dependent community that it deserves the underwriting of, if you like, lifeline services. And if that's the case, then it may well be that the government can, I think, put in place the underbelly of some kind of guarantee, whether it be for helicopter service or services generally to the Isles of Scilly.
Now, there has been a promise to put more services in on the Skybus for the that service to fill the gap. Would that be enough?
I really congratulate the Isles of Scilly Steamship Company on what they're doing and their response to this situation. I think they're very both successful but also a responsible company. They've done very well, and I appreciate the fact they're buying another twin otter. They're employing extra pilots to really kind of step up to the plate to respond to the challenges. Is it sufficient? I think that some people are concerned about it, there being a sole operator. I know that the steamship company don't like it when I use the word monopoly. But you know, a sole operator, which means that having all your eggs in one basket with the risks that are often associated with that. I have to say that the steamship company are a responsible company. So I'm relatively kind of, you know, how can I put it, reassured by both their actions in recent years and their track record. But I think the answer to it is that, you know, if you listen to the medical community, the health community, they're saying, you know, helicopter is both, you know, the more favoured and more reliable. Steamship company again would bridle at that, but I mean, that's got more to do with the fact that the location of the heliport, that it's less weather sensitive because it's a sea level And flies very often, you know, at times when the Skybus is unable to from Land's End, for example.
The criticism is that it is too expensive to run these days, and however you do it, it would be a loss-making venture.
Well, of course, it's been going for 50 years, and there are two ways of doing it. I mean, either you have some form of subsidy, yes, or you use an old Sikorsky like the one that's been running the service for the last 50 years and just re-engine it, which is one of the options which has been being and has been looked into. So, you know, one way or another, you know, clearly the business case clearly has to stack up and you know, as I say, it's the only commercial helicopter service of that type in the world. You know, unsubsidized commercial passenger service. And going forward, clearly, some very important calculations have to be made. Not only whether there's a business case for it to run for a year or two, but I think that if the kind of investments necessary, has to be reasonably confident for at least a decade.